This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. House Bill 26-1401 raids $75 million from Colorado's Unclaimed Property Trust Fund. A bipartisan Joint Budget Committee bill moves $75 million out of a trust fund. The state's own statutes describe as off-limits, and it does so just under 7 weeks after a federal judge allowed due process claims against the same fund to proceed in a class action that the Tenth Circuit had already reinstated on takings clause grounds in April 2025. Denver. If a private trustee pulled $75 million out of a trust fund and dropped it into the household checking account, the next stop would be a grand jury. Colorado lawmakers are doing roughly the same thing by statute. House Bill 26-1401 orders the Colorado State Treasurer to transfer $72.8 million from the Unclaimed Property Trust Fund into the General Fund and another $2.2 million into the Housing Development Grant Fund, both on June 30, 2026. The money belongs, by the state's own legal admission, to roughly 1.6 million named Coloradans who have not yet come forward to claim it. The bill carries a bipartisan quartet of prime sponsors drawn from the Joint Budget Committee. Democrats Representative Emily C. Rotu of Denver and Senator Jeff Bridges of Greenwood Village, and Republicans Representative Rick Taggart of Grand Junction and Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer of Brighton. The sponsorship is bipartisan. The House floor vote was not. Most Republicans opposed the bill despite the two GOP prime sponsors. Former State Senator Kevin Lundberg, appearing on The Kim Monson Show on April 14, 2026, went straight at the frame. Let me emphasize the word trust, because this is literally a trust established by the state of Colorado for the people of Colorado, Lundberg said. These are funds that somebody's lost track of, that is some individual's or some company's property. Then he went further. If you or I were a trustee for a trust, and you took those dollars and used them for some other purpose, you'd go to prison. That's a serious crime. What the statute says and what the bill does to it. The principle of the Unclaimed Property Trust Fund is not ordinary state money. Under existing law at Colorado Revised Statutes Section 38-13-801, subsection 1, paragraph B, the fund's principal shall not be expended except to pay claims and is not subject to appropriation by the General Assembly. That language has been the statutory firewall between general fund budgeting and money the state holds in custody for private owners. The re-engrossed text of House Bill 26-1401 strikes that firewall and writes in a carve-out. Notwithstanding any other provision of this section to the contrary, on June 30, 2026, the state treasurer shall transfer $72,800,000 from the Unclaimed Property Trust Fund to the General Fund, the bill reads. A parallel section sends $2.2 million to the Division of Housing for deposit into the Housing Development Grant Fund. The Colorado Department of the Treasury describes the same fund in language that is hard to square with a general fund sweep. Through the Great Colorado Payback Program, the department says, the state treasury holds these funds in perpetuity until a valid claim is made. The program has returned more than $784 million to its owners since 1987, the fiscal note's quiet warning. The nonpartisan legislative council staff fiscal note on House Bill 26-1401 buries a remarkable concession near the bottom. Unclaimed property in the fund is held in trust indefinitely and returned to individuals who claim their property, the analyst writes. To the extent that the net increase in transfers under this bill in fiscal year 2025 to 2026 reduces available monies in the fund below the amount needed to return property to claimants, this bill may create a liability for the state of Colorado and necessitate general fund expenditures. In plain English, the state's own budget staff is telling lawmakers that moving this money out of the trust may force the state to cover missing claims out of the general fund later. The bill balances the 2026 to 2027 budget, in part, by booking a potential future liability as present revenue. A federal class action is already pending. The timing of the raid is the part no one in the House floor debate addressed. Colorado's unclaimed property program is already the defendant in a federal takings clause class action on behalf of an estimated 1.6 million Coloradans. The cases, Nellinger v. Young, No. 1:22-Civil-01379 in the U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado. According to the Denver Gazette, the plaintiffs allege the state violated the Fifth Amendment by taking custody of their property without compensation. After the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit reinstated the case in April 2025, Judge Allison H. Eade wrote language the bill's sponsors should have read before filing House Bill 26-1401. It is reasonable to infer that the property listed on Colorado's unclaimed property website belongs to plaintiffs, Eade wrote. A property owner's compliance with state-imposed procedures is immaterial to the determination of whether a taking occurred. On February 13, 2026, U.S. District Judge Charlotte N. Sweeney allowed the plaintiffs' due process claims to proceed. That ruling landed in the Colorado courts just under 7 weeks before the JBC introduced House Bill 26-1401, a pattern, not a one-off. This is not the first time the legislature has reached into the trust. Current statute at Colorado, Revised Statute Section 38-13-801, Subsection 5, Paragraph A, which House Bill 26-1401 preserves, already documents a $43 million transfer from the fund to the general fund that the General Assembly authorized for July 1, 2020. A separate 2019 and 2020 mechanism created a conditional pipeline of up to $30 million per year from the trust to housing programs when state revenue ran under the Tabor cap. The 2026 bill repeals the housing grant pipeline and the adult dental transfer effective July 1, 2026, and then refinances the adult dental program with a $63.5 million general fund appropriation. The sequence is a tell. The legislature takes a lump sum out of the trust now, closes the old spigots, and leaves the door open for the next raid, the vote, the amendments, and the floor quote. The Colorado House passed House Bill 26-1401 on third reading on April 11, 2026, without adopting any floor amendments to the transfer provisions. The re-engrossed text the Senate took up on April 14 is substantively identical to the version the JBC introduced. One amendment did succeed, and it is the most revealing piece of the floor record. Representative Tammy Story, an Evergreen Democrat, secured bipartisan support to restore $239,506 in cash funds and three full-time employees to the Unclaimed Property Trust Fund program inside the Treasurer's office. Marianne Good Lund of the Denver Gazette reported that House Republicans framed the broader transfer as stealing money from Coloradans. Colorado Politics reported that Taggart, one of the bill's Republican prime sponsors, was the only House Republican to vote for the overall 2026 to 2027 budget package. The context matters. House Bill 26-1401 is one tile in a $46.8 billion spending plan for fiscal year 2026 to 2027, as Colorado Politics reported, stitched together under a $1.5 billion shortfall, as the Colorado Sun reported. Ciro Tu, who chairs the JBC, told the Sun, "This has been an extraordinarily difficult process." Lundberg has a different diagnosis. "It's not because of an economic downturn," he said on the April 14th show. "It's just because they've been spending one-time dollars on multiple-year programs and projects." Nash Herman, a fiscal policy analyst at the Independence Institute, put a label on the move in an April 10th Complete Colorado analysis. In a similar, ethically if not legally questionable, vein, the JBC plans to raid the Unclaimed Property Fund too, Herman wrote. The bill now sits in the Senate Committee of the Whole. If it reaches Governor Jairi Polis unchanged, the Treasurer will hand $75 million of named private property to the General Fund on June 30, even as the lawsuit arguing the state cannot lawfully keep that property at all proceeds through federal court. And now, Kim's perspective. This is what a fiduciary breach looks like when the fiduciary writes the law. The Unclaimed Property Trust Fund holds money that belongs to named Coloradans. And the state's own statute says that principal is off limits to general appropriations. Now, a bipartisan Joint Budget Committee bill wipes out that protection for $75 million, just under 7 weeks after a federal judge allowed due process claims against the same fund to move forward in a class action the Tenth Circuit had already reinstated on takings clause grounds last April. A private trustee who did this would be indicted. Your elected representatives call it budget balancing and put Republican names on the sponsor line next to Democrat names so the blame spreads thin. Pay attention to who votes for House Bill 26-1401 in the Senate, because they are telling you exactly what they think about the difference between your property and theirs. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.